tree. Selling them that way, giving them $100,000, marrying a copper. Now we can't see any figures. We can't remember any except it. I vow to make the Buddha tree.
Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. The Chinese, I gather, have a saying, something along the lines, may you have the good fortune not to be born in interesting times. It seems like increasingly these days we're living in interesting times. Perhaps for the word interesting, we can substitute the word tumultuous. And I think that for tumultuous, we can understand that these are times, tumultuous times, are times when there's a lot of powerful change happening, and change that is stressful and difficult to cope with. I remember as a young monk realizing after a while that when I listened to my master's Dharma talks, and when I was a young monk we had lots of them. Later on, as she got less strength, there were fewer of them, but nonetheless she was, her Master Jiu was very, very generous with the teaching, sharing the teaching, and really educating us in Buddhism. And for some of us, I have to admit that she had to start pretty far back to get us even starting to think like Buddhists. Perhaps I should only speak for myself there, but I will say that for myself. Anyway, at some point I began to dawn on me that I was hearing the same thing over and over again, put in different words. And it never seemed to get old. Somehow it was always fresh. And somehow there were always new angles on the same basic things. Well, the fact that we keep hearing the same teaching over and over again can be of considerable comfort in difficult times, tumultuous times. Because what that boils down to is that we got a lot of reminders of what the basic steps are that we need to take when confronted with difficulties. I think so often of just some of my master's simplest sayings repeated over and over and over again. This morning, the one that came up for me that I thought of was, well, just do the next thing that needs to be done. Just do the things that need to be done. Just do that which needs to be done. Just take the next step. These are different ways in which the same thing is being expressed. We had quite a big windstorm last night, or very early this morning, and a power outage in one of our trees over the power lines, and the power lines perilously hanging over the road out front of us. And this little reminder came up. Just do the things that need to be done. That's the training. You'll make sure that the power company's been contacted. Make sure that people know there's a hazard here. Get the generators going so we have our well water, so we keep our fridge and freezer running, so we don't have our food spoil on us. get the debris out of the pathway so we don't trip over it. In that respect, it's no different than any other morning. I don't remember that we had a morning before for a festival morning like this that we had a power outage, but we very likely have. I just probably don't remember it. We get a lot of power outages out here with frequent wind storms at times, certain times of year, and lots of trees. Then I think of another thing that God emphasized a lot. You know, the first step to take when you don't know anything else to do is just to sit still for a moment. And get yourself centered. And there's so many different ways where Master expressed that. One of my favorites is put your brain in gear. Right from the beginning she was saying that. Put your brain in gear. And she taught us how to, you know, put our hands in gassho. And she talked about when you put your hands in gassho, when you bring your hands together, bring your mind to a point. And in that point, you know, be still there. And let the Eternal get a word in edgeways. These simple teachings can literally be lifesavers when there are genuine emergencies. And at the same time, they're very simple and straightforward. You don't have to be a genius to get the point. And you don't have to be a saint in order to put it into practice. All you have to do is just do what the teaching is telling you to do. Put the brain in gear. Take a moment to pause and be still. Put the problem to the Eternal. Look for what is the next thing that needs to be done. And so, this morning, and it's a good way to start the new year, I think, I'm reminded of what a wonderful legacy of practical, exquisitely simple and clear teaching our great teacher left us. And what a wonderful vessel she was of this simple, clear, pure teaching. Our life here is very short. We're all in the grip of impermanence. And we have had the great privilege in our lifetime to benefit face to face from the teaching of a Buddha. Homage to all.